So there is a myth when it comes to plant-based diets and especially veganism, and this is something that I even kind of wondered about for years. And I stumbled across this study that was extremely eye-opening that I'm going to talk about today. So in this study, they were actually trying to look at IGF-1 levels because they noticed there's a correlation between IGF-1 levels and prostate cancer. And there's actually a link between IGF-1 and many different types of cancers, but they were just looking at prostate cancer here. And this was a really large study. It was 696 men, and they looked at their blood samples and they grouped them into three categories of meat eaters, vegetarians, or vegans. And they found that the IGF-1 levels were lower in vegans than meat eaters, which means they should have a lower chance of getting prostate cancer or other cancers. Surprisingly, the vegetarians were equal with the meat eaters. So that tells me maybe the IGF-1 is coming from dairy. But they found something also very remarkable that they weren't even looking at, and that was the testosterone levels of the groups. So the testosterone levels of the vegans were actually higher than the meat eaters in all the groups, and the vegetarians' testosterone levels were higher than the meat eaters as well, with the vegans being the highest. And this is just remarkable. And there are also some other benefits found in the vegans we'll talk about later. And this was all even adjusted for age and body mass index. And when they adjusted for body mass index, they still found that the vegans had a higher testosterone level. And this is also amazing because the vegans were getting a lower percentage of their calories from fat and a lower amount of saturated fat. And that also correlates with lower testosterone levels. And what this tells me is that if the vegans actually ate a higher fat diet, their testosterone would be even higher. So if you were focusing on increasing your testosterone as a vegan, they could definitely, I think, get these levels even higher, as they've had studies which found correlations between higher fat intakes and higher testosterone levels. So this is just amazing because this completely dispels one of the myths that, you know, vegans are going to be not manly. If you go vegan, you're going to, you know, lose your testosterone. But this is just amazing because despite the lower fat intakes from the vegans, which meant they should have had lower testosterone levels, they still had higher testosterone levels. And this just blows out of the water the classic myth. And if you're a man, there's kind of an idea that you'll lose your manliness if you go plant-based and stop eating animal foods. So this study is very eye-opening. Not only that, they also found, of course, that total cholesterol levels were lower for vegans. And for vegetarians, they had lower cholesterol levels than the meat eaters. So that's all positive as well. And they also found that free testosterone levels were higher in the vegans, even when adjusted for BMI, higher than the meat eaters and the vegetarians, and of course, the vegetarians were higher than the meat eaters. So, like I said, this is just really awesome proof of just dispelling some of these common myths. And this isn't completely surprising because some of our testosterone levels are correlated with oxidative stress, meaning the higher our oxidative stress levels can have a negative effect on testosterone levels. And that's why antioxidant-rich foods help to combat oxidative stress, which can enhance your testosterone levels. And when you're on a plant-based diet, obviously you're eating a lot more antioxidants as well. And there's another study that they did where they found not quite as dramatic of results with the vegans being higher in testosterone, but they found that the level of testosterone was the same. in vegans versus meat eaters. And I'll try to do a video on that coming up. So these results are not surprising. However, this was the largest study that's been done. And like I said, it's very eye-opening. I love these results. I mean, it looks like I said, testosterone levels are staying high, whereas cholesterol levels are at a more lower normal level. And we're seeing that the IGF-1 is lower, which means you're lowering your risk of cancer as well. And so if testosterone is a concern to you, you know, don't fret if you are on a plant-based diet because you're still going to be producing testosterone. And like I said, make sure to, you know, make sure you get enough of fats in your diet. You know, nuts, avocado oil, olive oil, all of those are good choices. Avocados, those are all very good, healthy plant-based fats. Also, chia seeds, flax seeds, and hemp seeds are a good option and will also give you some good omega-3s, which will be important for building testosterone as well. And check out my episode on plant-based omega-3s to learn more. And another study found a possible correlation between higher protein intakes and lower testosterone levels. So that could be a factor that's in play here for the meat eaters as well. And also make sure to check out my episode on the vegans who are getting almost as much protein as the meat eaters. And I also have another one on some studies that showed vegans were gaining just as much muscle and strength from plant-based protein compared to the omnivores. So guys, I hope this was as eye-opening for you as it was for me. If you want to see the link to the study, check the description, and you can also find some useful resources that can help this channel as well. And thanks so much for watching and listening. Let me know what you think, and I will see you in the next episode.